One of the primary themes of Chanukah is the concept of Hidra Mitzvah, as the Gemara describes in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph. And we usually think of the concept of Hidra Mitzvah as relating to Cheftes Shel Mitzvah, the sugi that you find in Shabbos Kuf Gimel that tells us, Zeh Keli Vanveo Hisna Lefanav HaMitzvahs. The examples that the Gemara gives is Lulavna, Sukkana, Shofarna, Tzitzisna. Rashi writes the Chiddush that even Talisna, Rashi writes in Bava Kama Daf Tes, is included in Hidra Mitzvah. But in all these cases, it seems to focus on the Cheftes Shel Mitzvah, the object with which the mitzvah is performed. However, there are ample makoros to demonstrate that Hidra Mitzvah is not limited to, and perhaps is not even necessarily primarily related to, Cheftes Shel Mitzvah, but rather an element of Hidra Mitzvah that is associated with the Kiyum Mitzvahs HaGavra. If you look at the opening sugya in our Pesachim, in Pesachim Dav Tzaditesim Abeis, Rashi and the Rashbam point out the need of having Achilas Matzah L'Teyavon. Why is it so important that one will eat the matzah with a sense of passion, with a sense of enthusiasm, the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach, the Isser to be Kovei Asuda, and Rashi and the Rashbam write, it's a function of Hidra Mitzvah. Hidra Mitzvah not in terms of Cheftes Shel Mitzvah, of having a beautiful matzah, but rather quite different. The performance of a mitzvah L'Teyavon, that is considered to be a form of Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Tosus describes in Brachos Chafalef in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches the concept of Shomea Keone. And even though Tosus writes that one can be Yotze through a principle of Shmia alone, Tosus writes, but nonetheless, Aniya Adif Tvei. It is best to enunciate, to articulate the words yourself. Tosus writes in Sukkot Lamed Ches Amud Beis that is simply a mitzvah min hamuvchar. But Tosus writes in Brasa Chuf Aleph that no, that is Hidra Mitzvah. An opportunity not to rely on others, but rather to perform the mitzvah yourself, that also is considered to be part of Zeh Keli Vanveihu, not relating to Cheftes Shel Mitzvah, but rather a form of Hidra Mitzvah in terms of Kiyum Mitzvahs HaGavra. The Prima Gadim writes, and then the Varach Chaim in Tafresh Nun Vav, Yetzias Yedei Chovaso L'chol Hadeos. Mikar Hadin, we paskin like a particular shita. But one wants to be machmer to accommodate other deos in Rishonim as well. What exactly is that Midas Chasidus referred to? Prima Gadim writes, Neber Halacha discusses this at length, that is called Hidra Mitzvah. Yetzias Yedei Chovaso L'chol Hadeos. Akadei Kach, the Prima Gadim writes, how much is a person expected to shell out in order to perform a mitzvah L'chol Hadeos? The Prima Gadim writes, and again Bir Halacha quotes this, in Tafresh and Vav, that Adshlish, the Sugin Bava Kam and Daftes. This is a form of Hidra Mitzvah. Hidra Mitzvah in a sense of performing a mitzvah L'Teyavon, Yitzias Yidei Chavasa L'Chol Hadeos, a concept of Aniya Tvei, to perform the mitzvah yourself, rather than reliance on another. In fact, even Avnei Nezer writes, that the Sugya of Hidra Mitzvah, in Sukkon Daf Yud Aleph, of Lulav Tzarech Eged, the need to bind Lulav together with Hadas and Aravos, is not halacha in Cheftes Shel Mitzvah, but Avnei Nezer writes in Tof Lamed Gimel, rather that is Lekicha Tama, that is considered to be part of Hidra Mitzvah in terms of the Asiyas HaMitzvah. So two very different types of Hidur. On one level, the Cheftes Shel Mitzvah has to exhibit a certain sense of splendor, a certain sense of beauty, but beyond that, the Kiyum Mitzvah Sagavra, the way that we approach a mitzvah, also has to be performed Be'ofen HaMehudar. In fact, even that Sugi in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel of Tzitzin, She'ein Makfin Es Hamila, in such a case, perhaps it is not Halachin Cheftza, but rather Mi'ikar Hadin, one could rely on Rubo Kekulo. But one who is not satisfied with Rubo Kekulo, but rather Kulo Mamish, removal of all the tzitzin, even that which is Ein Makfin Es Hamila, that is considered to be a form of Hidur Mitzvah, not merely Cheftes Shel Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah in terms of Kiyum Mitzvah Sagavra. Why exactly should that be? We understand the Hidur Mitzvah simply that the object should exhibit beauty. But where do you find the makor of Hidra Mitzvah in terms of the Kiyum Mitzvah Sagavra? If you look in the sugi in Yom Daf Ayin, the Gemara describes how on Yom HaKippurim, everyone would gather to hear the Kriya Satorah of Kohen Godol, and Mibod Yom, individuals would bring their own Sefer Torah to be able to participate in that particular Kriya. The Gemara says the purpose, Kedei Laharos Chazuso L'Rabim. What exactly does that mean? Rashi writes Yom Daf Ayin as follows. Chazuso L'Rabim means Laharos Noyav Shol Sefer Torah. On one level, to show the beauty of the Sefer Torah itself. Imagine the masses of Knesset Yisrael gathering with Sifrei Torah, the splendor, the beauty of the Sefer Torah. And then Rashi continues. V'tiferes ba'aleha shetorach lihisnas b'mitzvah shenemar ze keli vanveyu hisna lefana b'mitzvahs. Rashi writes the Hidr mitzvah not simply of the beauty of the Sefer Torah, but the magnificent phrase of Rashi. Tiferes baleha, the splendor of the Ose mitzvah. Not merely in terms of the Heftesho mitzvah, but rather the person who is striving to fulfill the mitzvah Hashem ba'ofen hamuder. That is considered to be the kiyum of Zekeli and Vanvehu. What is the makor of Rashi? That Tiferes baleha is considered to be part of the kiyum of Zekeli and Vanvehu. I would suggest that's the sugi in the very beginning of Nazir. The Gemara writes in Daf Beis Amud Beis, a person makes the following statement, Ehei Noeh, I will be beautiful, Hareza Nazir. The Gemara questions, how do you know that that's a lashon of Nazirus? The Gemara says that, V'dilma ana b'mitzvos. Maybe it means he's nalifana b'mitzvos. Zek keli v'anveyu. The Gemara answers that no, but askinan tofus b'saro. We're talking about a case where a person is holding his hair. It's obvious from his gesture he's referring to a mitzvah dependent on his seyar, and therefore that is a reference to Nazirus. But otherwise, the Gemara says that assertion, Eheinai, means he's snal of fun of a mitzvah. Not in terms of cheftesho mitzvah, but rather in terms of the kiyum mitzvos hagavra. Perhaps that is part of the ikur kiyum of Hidur. Tiferes Baleha is not only the performance of the mitzvah, it extends even to Chefzisho mitzvah, but one who strives to see to it that the Chefzisho mitzvah exhibits beauty, that kium, as that is Rashi writes, Tiferes Baleha, the beauty of the Osa mitzvah itself. Every mitzvah not only exhibits beauty in terms of the Chefzisho mitzvah, but rather it's Mekadesh. It's Mekadesh the Gavra as well. But aside from the kium ha-mitzvah, the Kedusha which is enveloped in each and every mitzvah, the Hidur not only in terms of Heftzah, but also as it relates to the Kiyum mitzvahs, Hagavra. Rav Yosef Engel writes in Gilyoni HaShas and Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis that that was part of the secret of the Pach HaShemen. Why was it so necessary to be able to secure a single Pach of Shemen that is Tahor? You know, the Pnei Yeshua raises, right, in that Sugyan Shabbos Chof Aleph, the Chacham Tzvi and Simon Pei Zayin, don't we assume that Tumah is not an insurmountable obstacle? No, the Sugin Yuman Davav, Sanhedrin Dav Yud Beis, Tumah Duchuya, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, if it's merely a problem of Tumah, somehow we can navigate in order to allow Avoda to continue even B'tumah. And therefore, why was it necessary to find that single Pach HaShemen? Pri Chodesh suggests in Tafresh Ayin that perhaps we cannot apply Tumah Hutra Duchuya Tzibur to this element of Hadlokas Aneiros, either because it only applies to the actual mitzvah itself, for example, the Kohen HaOved, it doesn't apply to the status of the Shemen, the Machshirei Mitzvah, or Pri Chodesh perhaps suggests that maybe Tumah Hutra or Tumah Duchuya Tzibur only applies to Tumas Meis, it doesn't apply to other forms of Tumah, such as a Tumah of an Akum as a Gzeira Mishumzav, or the Tumah of Takroves of Adazara, and therefore they needed Shemen that was Tahar. Pnei Yeshua, as you know, writes that no, Mikr Hadin, they could have used Shemen that was Tameh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it the Nes of the Pach HaShemen not to rely on any form of Dechia at all, and therefore the entire Nes of the Pach HaShemen was not Mikr Hadin, but rather on the level of Hidur Mitzvah, Mahadrin Min Mahadrin, and therefore Hidur is incorporated into the very essence, the very Takana of Ner Chanukah itself. Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests in Gilyonei HaShas the following chiddush. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Tezayin, Shavuos, and Daf Tezvav, how is it that one is Mekadesh, the Klei HaMikdash? The Gemara tells us as follows, a marked difference between the Kelim of Moshe Rabbeinu as opposed to V'chein Tasu L'doros, that all the Kelim Shasa Moshe Meshichoshan Mekadshan, you are Moshech the Shemen HaMishcha, and that is what rendered the Kli as a Kli Shares. What about Mekan V'Elech? What about L'doros? They didn't use the Shemen HaMishcha. How is it the Kli was invested, was imbued with that sense of Kedusha? The answer, Avodosa Mechanchosa. The Avoda was Mechanech. The Avoda was Mikadesh. When we entered the Beis HaMikdash, it was necessary, as the Gemara writes, to have a Chanukah Samizbeach. It was necessary to go in to create, as the Chashmonaim did, a new menorah as well. And how are they Mechanech or Mikadesh, that Kli, the menorah? The answer is Avodosa Mechanchosa. Yosef Engel writes the following chiddush. When it comes to the mitzvah of avoda, no doubt. There you can argue the Tumas Sutra or Tumas Dechuya Vitzibor. What about when it comes to a mekadesh? The tchilas avoda is mekadesh the klila avoda. Is it possible to do so bituma? And that's the chiddush of Yosef Engel suggests that certainly not. Even though mikar hadin, one could be yotzei the mitzvah of avoda, but avodasa mechanchosa, as a Mekadesh, that required Shemen that was Tahar. Rav Savengo quotes as a parallel case, not an exact mashal, what you find in Chedush Sheheran, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara asked the following kasha, the Chiddush of Rav Kahana. The first time that Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael and they offered the Mincha Sa'omer, where did the Sa'orim come from? After all, could they utilize the Sa'orim that were planted by the Umos Ha'olam? Kitzircha v'lo kitzir nachri. And therefore the Gemara says, where did the Sa'orim come from for the Mincha Sa'omer? Chedush Sheheran writes, why is that so difficult? Why couldn't they have come from Me'ev LeYarden? Why couldn't they have come from the Chelak of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain and utilize that Omer, which was Kitzircha, that was not considered to be that of Shel Nachri? Chedush Sheheran writes the following, it's true, b'di'eved, if you can't secure Sa'orim from Chelkel Shel Yehuda, you can even provide Sa'orim from Me'ev LeYarden, but not as a mitzvah namuvchar, not as a din l'chatchila. And the Chedush Sheheran writes, it's inconceivable that the first time that the mitzvah of the Omer was brought, the Minchas HaOmer, that it was brought ba'ofen b'di'eved through any principle of dechia, that must have been done ba'ofen hamuvchar. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha, where in Chelkel Shel Yehuda did they find Sa'orim the first year that the Mincha Sa'omer was brought? Rashi writes in Parsha Shmini that various Se'irim were brought on that day of the Miluim, Vehinei Saraf, and one necessarily was burnt. Rashi writes that was the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. And why was it Nisraf? Rashi writes, Mipnei Hatuma. The Balei Tosfos ask, on that daf, the Dasa Kenim HaBaliyatosus, the Mikros Gadolos and Parsha Shmini. Why is that insurmountable? No, Tuma is Hutra Ur Dechuya B'Tzibur. Yosef Engel writes, in general, yes. But at the time of the Miluim, the Tchilas HaAvoda, that certainly cannot be accomplished through any vehicle of Dechuya, not even through the method of Hutra as well. Even though it's true, in terms of the Mitzvah HaAvoda, Tuma Hutra, Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibur, but Avoda as a Mekadesh, that must be done Be'ofen HaMahudar. And hence the need for that single Pach HaShemen, because after all, Mikan Ve'elech, Avodasa Mechanchasa. It's an important lesson. Avoda not merely as a mitzvah, but Avoda as a Mekadesh. And the Kedusha of Avoda, its ability to be Mekadesh, that is not a function of Hutra, not a function of Dechuya, but that must be done Ba'ofen HaMahudar. And that, no doubt, was the basis of the entire Nes of Chanukah. And secure the Pach HaShemen, to see to it that the Shemen Tahor begins and continues to burn until our ability to secure other Shemen rather than rely on any aspect of Hutra or the Chuy of Yosef Engel writes, because Avodasa Mechanchosa, this was Mekadesh the Menorah, the Doros, in order to secure the mitzvah of Hadlaka. These elements of the Hidur mitzvah, the Kiddush Gavra, Tiferes Balea, Avodasa Mechanchosa, this is central to the theme of Chanukah itself. The Yevanim were quite wise. They knew that they would be victorious if they could undermine the Kedusha of Knesset Yisrael, of that element of Avodasa Mechanchasa. They knew that they could attain their goal of Lahashkicham Torasecha if Timu Es Hashmanim. They didn't have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but rather they knew if the menorah was lit with Shemin that was Tameh, you could not attain Avodasa Mechanchasa. And therefore they attempted to undermine that element of Kedushas Yisrael precisely through the mitzvos that reflect, that personify an element of Kedusha. The Gzeros of the Yevanim, of Shabbos and Mila and Chodesh, we don't refer to that day simply as Shabbos. For us, Shabbos Chodesh. We don't refer to a bris as simply a bris alone, but rather as Os Bris Chodesh. We don't refer to it simply as Chodesh, but rather as Kiddush HaChodesh. Those very mitzvahs that personify that element of Kedusha, of Kiddush HaChodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Os Bris Kodesh, those were the gzeros of the Yevanim. To undermine Avodasa Mechanchasa, the Kedushas Yisrael, and that would result in Hashkicham Torasecha. And the symbolism of the menorah, as the Netziv points out, is that primacy of the Torah Hashem. The Netziv writes in Parshas Tetzaveh, after all, that there are two kelim that seem to reflect the role of the Torah Hashem, the Aron and the menorah. And what exactly is the difference between them? The Netziv writes as follows: the Aron represents Torah Shebichsav. After all, the Luchos, the Sugyan Bava Basra, the Sefer Torah, contained in or adjacent to the Aron itself, that was the Torah Shebichsav. And what about the Torah Shebal Peh? The Netziv writes, that was the symbolism of the menorah itself. After all, no particular tzura or no matbeya, but rather the radiance of the ish of the menorah that represents the armesorah of Torah Shebal Peh itself. The Netziv writes, if you look, for example, in the Midrash Rabbah in Parshat Tzadi Aleph, when Rabbi Tarfon would feel and he would hear a chiddush na umesukan, Rabbi Tarfon would respond, kaftor v'ferech. The Netziv writes, Rabbi Tarfon would always use the image of the menorah to explain a chiddush in the world of Torah Shebal Peh, because that was the significance of the eish of the menorah, the primacy of Torah Shebal Peh. That was our nitzachon. Historically, the Netziv writes, this nes occurred at a time of ribui ha-yeshivos and ribui ha-hasmada, at a time that Knesset Yisrael immersed themselves in Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore there was zochet to an eish, specifically regarding the menorah, because that represents that shalsheles ha-mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh itself. The Netziv writes this elsewhere, in the very end of Parshas Naso, the very beginning of Parshas Baloscha, the Smichus HaParshios. Parshas Naso ends describing the nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu would receive, and the Smichus HaParshios, Baloscha Saneros. The Netziv dramatically explains that Bayom, Moshe Rabbeinu would receive the nevuah of the Torah Hashem, and Balayla, he would enter the Mishkan, radiated by the Neros of the menorah, in order to be Mefalfel, to be Mishtasheya B'Torah Hashem, in Torah Shebal Peh. That is the lesson, no doubt, of Chanukah. The emergence, the Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh, the Pritzadik, the Sfasemes, right? It's surprising that there is no Sefer in Tanakh that commemorates what we know of Chanukah. Our Mesorah of Chanukah is uniquely one, which is Baal Peh, because that was the victory of the Chashmonaim, the ascendancy, the primacy, the focus of Torah Shebaal Peh, the security of Lashkicham Torasecha, which is countered by our Esek B'Torah. It's not coincidental that the Chashmonaim Shevet Levi After all, as the Rambam describes, Shevet Levi, who reflects, who personify the merchants of Torah Shebal Peh, they were the ones who were the Malam de Torah Lamal Yisrael, and therefore they were the tool, the vehicle, toward the Nitzachon, the Nes of the Pach Hashem in itself, the Turites and Siman Tov Yud Zayin. But why is it that there are Yud Beis Chadoshim in a year? They correspond, the Turites, to the Yud Beis Shvatim. And therefore, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, Rabbeinu Yechiel writes, corresponds to Ruvein Shimon Levi, the Chodesh of Shevet Levi, the Malamdei Torah. That is the lesson of Chanukah, the emergence of the Torah Shebal Peh. There's a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam is found in Igeres Hashmad, where the Rambam writes there was another Gzeira of the Miyavanim. We're familiar, of course, with the Gzeiros of Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh. The Rambam writes there was a further Gzeira. It's a question of what the Makor of the Rambam is, but the Rambam writes a fourth Gzeira, Shelo Yiskar Adam Pesach Besa. That's what the Rambam writes. The Yavanim decreed that you weren't allowed to close the door to your home. Chiddush, the Rambam writes. That was one of the Gzeiros of the Yavanim. They knew that the secret toward Kedushas Yisrael stems from the Torah Hashem and the Kedushas Habayis. Rashi writes that before the Beis HaMikdash was built, Hashras HaShchina was Be'ohalei Tzadikim, in the Bayis Yisrael. And therefore, the Yavanim knew they could undermine Kedushas Yisrael if they would make sure that there was no demarcation, but rather that the door to the house was always open, that the influences of society could permeate the Kosnei Habayis, and at any point in time, anyone could leave the home and be influenced by the culture of Yavan at that time. The ability to be able to secure, to preserve Kedushas Yisrael meant the ability to draw guidelines, Vayichanes Pnei Ha'ir, to be Koveya Tchumim, and the Yavanim realized that if the door was always open, if one were to have a revolving door at the entrance of their house, that would undermine the Kedushas Yisrael. When we realize the Takon of Ner Chanukah, why it is that the Makom Hadak is the Tefach, Samuch LePesach Habayis, on one level, no doubt it's in order to ensure the greatest Pirsum Hanes. But on another level, the Rambam writes, that was one of the Gzeras. The Gzeras Shlo Yiskar Adam Pesach Besa. And therefore the Takon of Chazal, to see to it that we place the menorah, which represents the primacy of Torah Shebal Peh, at the Pesach Habayis, that whoever enters, whoever leaves, is surrounded by the mezuzah b'yamin, the menorah b'smol, in order to envelop, to be able to surround oneself with that sense of Kedushas HaTorah. This is the primacy, the significance of what we experience during the time of Chanukah itself. Every opportunity of Avodas Hashem is a moment of Avodasa Mechankasa. Not merely the Kiyum HaMitzvah alone, but the Hidur Mitzvah of Tiferes Baleha. The ability to be able to perform a mitzvah with a sense of Teyavon, as Rashi writes. To be able to do so individually without reliance on another, as Tosfos writes in Brachos Chaf Aleph. The Prima Gadim, Yitzias Yidei Chovasa L'chol Hadeos. All of these are manifestations of Avodasa Mechankasa, of that form of Hidur Mitzvah. The easier aspect of Hidur Mitzvah, no doubt, is just simply Mahajim and Mahajrin, to be able to see to it that we're Madlik, Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad, and Madlik Keneged Yamim Hayotzim, a sense of Malin B'Kodesh. Perhaps the most significant challenge of Hidur is Tiferes Baleha, to make sure that everything that we do personifies that element of Hidur. Hidur not limited to Chetzah. Hidur, which exhibits such passion in a mitzvah that we are even concerned with the Chevta Shom mitzvah as well. But the Hose mitzvah, that's certainly. Tiferes Balea Shetorach Lisfanos the mitzvah. Shenemar Zekeli Vanveyu Hisnalafan of the mitzvahs. This opportunity, Bezras Hashem, the Hadlok on that level of Mahajan Mena Mahajan, to realize that sometimes in life one has to invoke Hutra, Dukuya. But as a rule, Avodasa Mechanchas is only Ba'ofen Hamahuda. And to realize that that was the level, as Pnei Yeshua writes, of the Nes of Chanukah. not being satisfied with Techiya, but rather always to strive for Zakeli Vanveyu, his nala fun of a mitzvah. Ezra Hashem this Hanukkah should be that time, invoking a sense of Hashras Hashchina, an opportunity of being a Mekadesh, to Mekadesh ourselves, our home, to be Mekadesh one another through excellence in terms of Limud HaTorah, as the Netziv writes, that's why it is this month, Shevet Levi, historically, in this era, that we're able to experience the Hadlakas Aneiras, to be able to feed the Yevanim who would have been satisfied with having us light the menorah with Shem and Tameh. But we know better. We know that mitzvah of Avodasa Mechanchasa. Ezra Hashem, we should be Zelcha. That these days of Chanukah should elicit greater passion, greater hasmada, a greater sense of enthusiasm in mitzvos themselves, but especially in terms of the primacy of Torah Shebaal Peh. Take advantage of these opportunities in the Kol Shtei Beis HaMedrash to be able to excel, to be able to master Baba Basra, to be able to see to it that one learns with that sense of hasmada atzuma, to be able to reflect the tiferes balea, that kiddush shem shamayim, which is the essence of hiddur mitzvah, and ultimately the greatest kiyum of mahadrin min hamahadrin.